This delegation was headed by Rosenberg and Oberst, or Colonel, Wolfram Sievers, a ranking member of the Annenerbe SS, the organization dealing with esoteric and occult matters for Himmler's blackshirts. According to Colonel Buchner's sources, the treasure was carried out of the Pyrenees by pack mule train to the village of Lavelinette, where it was loaded into trucks for the journey to a railhead. Guarded rail cars carried the treasure to the small town of Merkers, located about 40 miles from Berlin, where it was catalogued by hand-picked members of the Annenerbe SS, and then moved to other locations, including Hitler's redoubt in Berchtesgaden, where some of the treasure was carried into the extensive tunnel system, large parts of which remain inaccessible today. During its initial days at Merkers, the Treasures of the Ages was intact for the last time, stated Colonel Buchner. The Nazis apparently had secured the world's greatest treasure trove, both of wealth and of lost secrets. According to Colonel Buchner, the treasure consisted of thousands of gold coins, some of which dated back to the early days of the Roman Empire and earlier. Items believed to have come from the Temple of Solomon, which included gold plates and fragments of wood that provided strong evidence that the partially decomposed relic was the fabled Ark of the Covenant. 12 stone tablets bearing pre-runic inscriptions, which none of the experts were able to read. These items comprised the stone grail of the Germans and of Otto Rahn. A beautiful silvery cup with an emerald-like base made of what appeared to be jasper. 3 gold plaques on the cup were inscribed with cuneiform script in an ancient language. A large number of religious objects of various types, which were unidentifiable as to time and significance. However, there were many crosses from different periods, made of gold or silver, and adorned with pearls and precious stones. An abundance of precious stones in all sizes and shapes. By the time the Allies occupied Germany, much of the treasure had been melted down into bars and shipped out of the country. A vast amount of gold and silver, as well as pieces of art and religious artifacts, were taken into Allied hands in the town of Merkers, but the most rare and valuable items dropped from public view. When Martin Bormann's wife, Frau Gerda Buchbormann, was captured at a small hotel in northern Italy, she had 2,200 antique gold coins in her possession, wrote Buchner.